This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yes, the geopolitical center of the universe at the moment is Singapore and the meeting tomorrow between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Come back with me now, though, to a mere 36 hours ago where the economic center of things was in Quebec, Canada, and the G7 summit being held there was coming apart at the seams. And I'm not even just talking about the presidential name-calling. Let's think about what happens now geoeconomically, if you will. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports on the implications and the likelihood of America's growing economic isolation.
So about how that G7 meeting ended?
Ooh, how would I put this? This is not business as usual.
Emily Blanchard at Dartmouth says the U.S. is increasingly seen as untrustworthy by its closest trading partners.
It wasn't that no country could agree on anything. It was very much the U.S. was sort of the odd one out. And that's kind of what we're seeing with trade agreements as well.
Other countries have struck trade deals with each other, like the EU and Canada, and the 11 countries left in the Trans-Pacific Partnership after the U.S. pulled out. Without new deals of its own, U.S. industries can become less competitive. But this is about much more than trade, says Ishwar Prasad at Cornell.
The U.S. now stands at real risk of being isolated by the rest of the international community, which is going to mean waning influence in global economic, political, geopolitical affairs.
Prasad says once lost, U.S. credibility will be tough to rebuild. And in the shorter term, it makes it harder for the U.S. to advance its other interests. Christopher Sands is at Johns Hopkins University.
Instead of having countries that are essentially agreed with us, helping on China or helping on Iran and North Korean sanctions, for example, we're fighting them and making it harder for them to cooperate with us.
Sands says other leaders, considering their own domestic politics, are now standing up to Trump on trade. And that makes it much harder for them to stand with the U.S. on other global issues. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.